A traditional owner says she's talking to her lawyers after the federal government issued a final approval for a massive gas project extension on her country in Western Australia. Murujuga traditional owner and Mutitjungurra woman Raylene Cooper says her lawyers have put the Environment Minister on notice that his green lighting of the 40-year extension for the North West Shelf project in the Pilbara have breached his statutory duties and international legal obligations. Minister Murray Watt has said the approval is subject to 48 conditions, including reducing certain gas emissions by 2030, and the project must reach net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. The government has also imposed extra legal protections on part of the Murujuga Heritage Site, forcing companies to consult with the local Indigenous groups to protect the site's 40,000-year-old carvings. Liberal Party leader Susan Lee has reshuffled her ministry after dismissing Jacinta Napinchimpa Price from the opposition frontbench. She'll be replaced by West Australian MP Melissa Price as opposition minister for Defence, Industry and Personnel. Tasmanian Senator Claire Chandler will take Ms Price's portfolios for cybersecurity and science. Meanwhile, the latest Resolve political monitor shows the coalition's popularity with voters continues to slide. It's now showing the worst primary result at 27% since Resolve started its poll in 2021. Pauline Hanson's One Nation has surged in popularity to 12%, while Labor continues to enjoy a substantial lead, although it has dropped a few points to 35% since last month. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has revealed the scale of his government's involvement in the treaty with Papua New Guinea that will see further integration of the two countries' defence force. The treaty will be signed on Monday and will allow Australia and PNG to recruit soldiers from each other's country, while PNG citizens can acquire Australian citizenship by serving for the Australian Defence Force. Mr. Albanese says the security treaty is what he calls of great significance for Australia.
Papua New Guinea is a great democracy and a great friend. And the significance that we place in the relationship between Australia and PNG is exemplified by the fact that you will have the Prime Minister, the Deputy Prime Minister, other ministers there as well.
Mr. Albanese says he will also join the celebration of the 50th anniversary of PNG's independence this week. Nine people have been charged with child sexual abuse offences following police raids in New South Wales. More than 140 police swarmed 15 properties in Sydney, Wollongong and the Central Coast in an Australian Federal Police operation linked to the possession and distribution of child abuse material online. Those charged included a man who allegedly live-streamed child abuse from the Philippines. Others caught up in the raids include a member of the Defence Force and a high-ranking firefighter. The maximum penalties for the offences range from 12 years to life imprisonment. Western Australia looks set to get two new public holidays starting from 2028 under changes proposed by the state Labor government over the weekend. Premier Roger Cook says the new holidays will fall on Easter Saturday and Show Day, the first Monday of September or October school holidays. The dates of three existing public holidays will also be moved under legislation due to be introduced to Parliament this week. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles has refuted suggestions that $12 billion of funding announced yesterday is designed to appease US requests for Australia to raise defence spending. The funding will boost Australia's naval shipbuilding and submarine capabilities at the Henderson Precinct near Perth and is expected to cost a total of $25 billion over a decade. It comes as the Trump administration urges Australia to raise defence spending to 3.5% of the GDP, with the coalition saying it would increase spending to 3%. Yesterday's $12 million announcement also comes in the context of a US review into the AUKUS pact. But Mr. Marles told Channel 7 Australia will make its own decisions.
Now, you can come up with a GDP number, and it depends on how you calculate it. I mean, based on the NATO calculations, for example, before yesterday's announcement, our spending of GDP was at 2.8%. We will be focused on what kind of defence force we need, and we will go and resource it. That's the Prime Minister being very clear about that.
Victoria Police have launched a historical tactical operation as they intensified their hunt for fugitive Desmond Freeman near Paul Picard. Acting Deputy Commissioner Russell Barrett says the search operation on Friday involved 125 specialist tactical officers from across Australia and New Zealand.
These were incredibly rugged areas. They were crawling through caves, they were traversing rivers and falls. They were searching plantations and gorges in an effort to find Freeman. As I say, this is the largest tactical policing operation ever undertaken in Australia's policing history.
Police have also lifted advice which warned the public to avoid Paul Pinkar and its surrounds in order to minimise the impact to the community as the search nears its third week. Mount Buffalo National Park remains closed. Freeman allegedly shot and killed two police officers while they were serving him with a warrant on the 26th of August. An activist flotilla carrying humanitarian aid to Gaza has left Tunisia, ending a stopover marked by weather delays and suspected drone attacks. The Global Summoned Flotilla is aiming to sail to Gaza with around 20 boats. Some vessels were due to join them in Tunisia, while others have been unable to continue due to technical difficulties. Activists on board say the flotilla was attacked by two drones last Monday and Tuesday. Rana Hamida, a Palestinian commanding one of the vessels, says the two alleged drone strikes on the flotilla did not deter her.
We're not scared. The purpose, just remember, the purpose of attacks like this is to deflate the energy of the people and to distract people and to shake them. And what it actually does is that it brings people together.
And now in sport, at the World Athletics Championship in Tokyo, in the 100-metre final, Jamaica went 1-2 with Oblique Seville, getting a personal best at 9.77 seconds ahead of Kashan Thompson, who went second in 9.82 seconds. It was the first time since the last of Usain Bolt's world titles in 2015 that Jamaica had taken the gold, and it's also the country's first global 2-1 since the 2012 London Olympics. In third place with bronze, US defending champion Noah Lyles received the season's best in 9.89 seconds as the country's run of four successive titles came to an end. Seville says he had a good run because of Thompson and Lyles.
It was a good run today because these two athletes actually pushed me to run a personal best, and to come out here and run 9.77 is something amazing. And in Japan is where I actually start my debut, and to actually start over again, which is in Japan, to actually get a medal is something great for me.
Before the women's 100 metres, the US fared better with Melissa Jefferson Wooden getting the fastest time ever run at a world championship in 10.61 seconds. Jamaican sprinter Tina Clayton won silver in a personal best time of 10.76 seconds, while the bronze went to the Olympic champion Julian Alfred in 10.84 seconds. And now for today in the weather, Darwin is mostly sunny at 34. Alice Springs is sunny at 31. Cairns is seeing a shower or two at 29. Townsville with possible showers at 28. And Brisbane is sunny at 25. Newcastle is sunny at 26. And Sydney, much the same, sunny at 26. Canberra is sunny at 21. And Albury-Wodonga is sunny at 23. Melbourne is seeing showers and is windy at 24, and Hobart is also windy at 23. Adelaide is seeing showers developing over the day at 25. Perth is seeing a shower or two at 17, while Broome is sunny at 30. And that wraps up the latest in sport, news and weather. You're listening to NITV Radio.